Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM, Banks here, and now George Ryland will tell us the story about the man who will pay you to do unmentionable things.
It's not unmentionable, however. Now, this is what I would have to do as well.
Oh, please, yes.
This is in New York, and he puts up these posters on trees.
Okay.
This is this man, this nice bald man.
Right, I'm seeing the posters there.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a nice head of skin.
And he will pay you $15 an hour.
Can I guess? To slap his head?
No.
$15 an hour to go round to your house and wrestle with you?
Nope.
To eat all the food in your fridge, therefore you'll lose a lot of weight?
No, it is one-on-one only. No groups or events.
One-on-one?
Yep.
I give up.
He will come around and sing for you, and he pays you to listen.
Yes! You could do that.
Exactly!
You could do that.
I might have to raise the price a bit.
Is there anyone listening right now who would like George and me? I'll come around as well. We could both do it.
Of course, we can start with an Aces classic.
I know the one you mean.
Gold! Gold! Always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe it. You are
gold.
And when we do the you line, we'll point at you.
Yes.
Right? We'll point at you.
And that could be our special...
Our special thing.
Cannon.
Yeah, yeah.
How much would we give per hour?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Let's see if we get anyone.
Yeah, fair.
79010959, text or WhatsApp.
We sing for you.
Well done.
I don't know where that came from. Wake up in the
morning.
Hello. So you don't want us to come and sing for you? why are you laughing? Why?
I just heard you guys sing. That was
we're great singers.
We're all right. This is jealousy,
yeah,
I think.
You are right. I don't know why it was standard.
Yeah, but even our offer of coming to see you and you just standing or sitting down.
It's fine.
And we'll give you a little thing.
I was sitting and I didn't think you were just like coming. You were like, you're going to come and sing.
No, we're really serious.
Yeah, and we put 110% in when we sing.
Yeah, we're really, really serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I work in a hospital, so...
Do you know something?
The public service we're willing to provide here.
We will cure people with our voices.
I mean, that's quite strong.
I reckon we could do it.
Because they want to get out so badly. I feel much better.
I can walk!
I can walk! I'm leaving!
See you later. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
There she is. How was it at the weekend? I know you went to a gig.
Oh, techno.
Techno.
Techno, techno.
I saw all the pictures on your Facebook.
It was amazing.
It looked like
it. See how busy it was?
Yeah, I did. It was just rammed.
Yeah. So I saw Nithin from Axis Events.
All right, Nithin. How are you, Nithin? It was good.
And I met lots of people who listened to this Sorry Excuse for Radio show. And I came across as very weird.
Well, you do. You tend to do that because you get no sleep. And then when people come up to you and go, oh, George, it kind of puts you on the spot.
It wasn't just that. This weekend.
Ah.
So in general, when people shook my hand, I made this noise.
Why?
Because
why did you make that noise?
I've actually got, you can't really see it that well, but I've got a bruised hand.
Oh, right. Okay.
From last week.
Is that right?
There were some dudes there with some very strong grips.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
That's pretty cool though.
But my favourite.
Yeah.
When I first got there, and two ladies said, can we have a picture with you?
Oh, nice.
Okay,
Did you say, no, I'm off duty, no?
I said, yeah, but it's temporary hours of time.
Good girl.
You are Gregory, aren't you, for the morning show?
Oh, and you're standing there with a camera in the fire. Oh, I don't want to tell him that. I don't. All right, Gregory.
The Robin's going to love this.
Oh, dude. I had this thing last week where I went in to collect my little girl from school and the teacher said, oh, I was listening to you. I thought, oh, okay, right. She goes, yeah, I like pizza leftovers for breakfast as well. I said, that wasn't us.
No.
We didn't talk about pizza leftovers.
Literally
did.
Other end of the day.
All right, Gregory, let's move on then, shall we?
Shall we?
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. Ooh, ooh. At High FM Radio. Wherever you are.
You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
Hi, FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Not Gregory Ryland, for some people who met George over the weekend.
It's George.
Apparently, and I read this last year, but it's back in the news again, the hot new online trend is the 24-hour overnight challenge.
Oh, in IKEA?
That's where you sneak into a store, which started IKEA.
Because they have beds.
Yeah. Before it closes, and you try and stay there overnight without getting caught.
Don't understand at all. What is the point?
No, I don't either. Obviously, stores don't want you to do it, and you could wind up getting arrested for trespassing or burglary if you get caught. But if you don't get caught, it's likes and shares and all your wildest dreams come true. Maybe. There's nothing like getting arrested for the first time because you were trying to go viral for having a sleepover in Home Center downstairs.
Oh, my.
Hi, FM. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Let's do a bit, shall we?
All right.
I've got a joke.
Oh, God.
Which is lame. Do you want to hear my lame joke?
It's
about the latest fashion trend.
Okay.
Which is putting tiny flowers in your eyebrows. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
This is all over social media. Do you know what it's called?
No.
It's called garden brows.
Oh, grief.
Because pitiful attention grab is too on the nose. Thank you.
Yes.
That's it. That worked
that
all right.
Was it.
Yeah.
Oh. Waking up. Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
It's IFM, it's Robin Banks.
It is. Hello.
Hello, I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
There is going to be a notice on your Facebook feed today.
Okay.
This is to all 2.2 billion Facebook users. It's going to have a link on it to see what apps you're using.
Right.
And what information you've shared with these apps.
Okay. Does it not already have that?
Well, apparently it's just going to make it a little bit easier, but that is just the equivalent of going, look over there, while I read your messages.
Yeah. That's true, right? That's a good one. Don't press the link. You've been warned.
Zuckerberg just wants to read those last two from last night.
Jill Gates over there's warned you. Baby, wake up.
Robin Banks.
God, I'm waking you up.
George Ryland. Let's get
it on. This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland. It's not your fault because it's harder to lose weight now than ever before.
Why?
Because of all the sweet, seductive technology we have at our disposal, George.
Yeah, but you don't have to go and get it.
Things like Netflix and keeping you on the sofa so you're moving around less. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
Meals that are really easy just to throw in the oven or the microwave keep us from having to cook healthy meals.
Yeah, I'm not to blame.
Even online shopping keeps us from having to go to the shop and walk around.
And deliveries.
Basically, it all causes us to be lazier than ever. And that's a really hard pattern to break out of.
So what do we do about this then?
Well, the researchers say your best bet is to talk to an expert. Me. Hello.
Oh.
Like your doctor. And get a realistic, slow, sustainable plan that works for your schedule.
So these four words then?
It's not your fault.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to help anyway. It's not my fault. There's nothing I can do. I'm just going to get fatter.
At least it's four words, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, there is that. Do you know what, actually? On that subject,
what?
I very nearly signed up for some more education yesterday.
Oh, really?
Because this advert came up when I was logging into my email.
Great.
And it said what I thought was MBA lasagna. Well, I'm all over that. Turns out my reading's not that good either.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
This dude has WhatsApped in, and his name's Mohammed.
Oh, is this the guy with the story?
This is the guy with the story.
I want to hear this.
That, yeah, I've seen, and it's just great.
Good morning,
Owen. Oh, mate, how's your luck?
You know, just a great way to start the weekend, right?
All right, listen, George has not read your story. I've read the story, and I thought I've got to call you back.
I need to hear this.
Yeah, because you have to tell George.
Oh, my. So basically, I decided, you know, just to wake up so early that I need to beat the traffic because, you know, I live all the way in Hale and I have to go to work in Coram.
Oh, miles away.
Yeah, so, you know, George, you know the traffic very well. So,
you're very generous, Harry.
That's the first gag. I love this guy. He knows the show.
I'm paying other people to do it at the moment.
Yeah!
I'm outsourcing.
Well, basically, I drove all the way to Cologne, you know, I was so happy with myself.
Oh, yeah.
You beat all the traffic. He beat the traffic, George.
Exactly. His shoulders off yeah. Yeah.
Here I am at work.
So then, you know, just as I get off the car, I forgot the most important thing that I need to get before going to work, which is my access card for work.
He can't get into work.
So basically, I went to work, but I cannot go to work without my access card.
Oh, Muhammad, how's your luck?
Dude.
He did it, Ryan. Oh, Muhammad, you're a star. I love you.
Thank you very much.
Listen, dude, whereabouts do you work? Give him a shout out.
Video.
Can someone let him in, please?
Please.
Please.
I'm outside.
Excuse me.
Please, you know my face. I've been here every day.
No way, no way. I'm not going in without my access card. So I'm going back home.
Yeah.
Of course he is. In the morning, we
go to it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, FM, Oman.
Hello, good morning. This is High FM. Have you got a bit now, George, you want to do?
I'm thinking probably not.
Well, let's give it a go and see what happens.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah.
This is amazing. They're actually making coffee shop style cards.
This is no, you can't do it.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. This is
entrepreneurship. Let's leave it at that.
This is High FM.
Yep.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland. Tonight you're going to see a movie.
I am. It's movie night.
And what are you going to go and see?
Rampage.
That's with The Rock.
The Rock.
I love The Rock.
Everyone loves The Rock.
Are you going at all to see A Quiet Place?
I would like to, yes, but right. I'm just waiting to see if there's a certain person that will come with me.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it's supposed to be really freaky. You know what it's about?
It's about something that attacks at every sound.
Yes.
So in the cinema, this movie is actually really quiet.
So I'll be there in my picking mix.
Don't do that.
In theaters now, A Quiet...
Shh.
A Quiet Place.
Quiet. Shh.
I'm being as quiet as I can. You shush.
Shut up.
You shut up. I'll come over there in a second when I'm done with this.
Shh.
That does it. A Quiet Place. Now showing. I'm going to teach you a lesson, Mr. Shutty Uppy.
You're right.
Do you want to hear something that's mean but also genius?
Of course I do. You know me.
This is from the Twitter sphere. The tweet is, my neighbour has an unsecured wireless printer.
Brilliant. I've done this.
I just sent this document to it.
I've done this.
So it says, hello, I am your printer. I have become self-aware. Feed me ink or
oh, brilliant.
I'll print out your search history when your wife is home alone.
Bang.
Hi.
Here we go. Here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Do I need love music under this? Or what kind of music do I need for your Tinder news?
No, more the heartbreak, really.
Heartbreak music. Okay, right, let's do heartbreak. Sort of sad heartbreak music. Right, here we go.
There was a problem with Tinder.
Oh, hang on a minute. You're going to do the radio station bit, right, in case people are just tuned
in. Sure, Hi FM, Robin George.
Nice.
There was a technical issue. Some people couldn't log on to their accounts.
No.
I know. Some people lost matches.
Stop.
My account, for example, hugely depleted. But this has far-reaching consequences.
Of course it does, yeah.
Because I've seen a tweet from one of the people affected.
Yeah.
There are a lot of victims to this story.
It is, yeah.
Take a minute and think about it. So, at President M-O-R, it's a long username.
Yeah.
It says, hey, at Tinder, I had a Tinder date tonight. Oh. I was wanting to cancel, but now that you crashed, I can't cancel.
Can't cancel.
Hashtag
that.
Life ruiner. Hashtag get fixed. And then I looked at the name. How dare you, Michael? I thought he was the one.
Oh, I see what you did there. That was worth it.
Do you see what he did?
Or didn't do? Did he? I don't know.
Get up. Time to do it. Let's go. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Get on up.
Hi.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm George Ryland.
All right, George. All right.
Pilates.
Pilates is, that's the one that's like yoga, isn't it?
Yes, it is a bit. So it's exercise, low impact, flexibility, strength,
lost
endurance
me.
Movements.
I've gone.
Do you know why it's called Pilates?
Because it's boring.
No. Because the guy that created it named it after himself, Joseph Pilates.
Is that his name?
I'm going to make up an exercise.
Oh, yeah. The Ryland.
So, the reason that I'm talking about Pilates is right. Because there's a new trend.
Okay.
This is goat Pilates.
Goat Pilates.
Which means you do the Pilates.
Yeah.
And the goats walk on you.
Oh, what? Yeah. So there's actual goats involved in this?
Actual goats.
How is this going to work? This is not going to work. And this is too much hassle for your average Pilates instructor.
Yeah, because you've got to have all these goats.
Exactly.
They're just going to wander around, do whatever it is that goats like to do.
Around you in the Pilates class.
And walk on you.
Oh, I'd hate that. No, because I would be thinking, because Pilates is supposed to be very relaxing, isn't it?
Yes.
I'd be lying down thinking the goat's going to do something on me, unmentionable.
Well, the odds are that it will. Yeah, it's a goat.
So, where's this going then?
I don't know, but you'll enjoy it.
Is that what it says?
Well, Robin Banks will enjoy this.
I know!
Yeah, that's exactly what it says, Robin.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Nice scratch.
I just feel like I'm just getting bitten all the time. It's horrible.
This is High FM. Banks here. Itchy Ryland's over there.
Thanks for that.
All right, Itchy.
We've got a tweet here. It just made me laugh because it's so true.
We are at High FM Radio on Twitter.
Just going to read it verbatim.
Okay, please do.
The beauty industry.
Yeah.
For men.
Oh.
This can be used as a shampoo, body wash, face wash, lotion, mouthwash, toothpaste, engine degreaser, sunscreen.
What?
For women. We've specially formulated this moisturiser for your left elbow.
Yeah, it's true.
That is so true, isn't it?
Yeah, that is so true.
How many products do you own? I bet it's like three of
Yeah,
most.
About that.
I've got a cupboard, boxes, there's all the stuff that's out. It's ridiculous, and I'm not even that bad.
What I find about men's grooming products is that they always have things, and it says, for smooth, sensitive skin. Never for... rough as hell.
Builder's hands.
I want rough as hell, please.
But also some high karate.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can't beat a bit of high karate. God, splash it on, baby. Smell that.
Does it work every time?
60% of the time.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kid. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM. This is High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi. I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
I've found
yeah.
a place where our singing will be welcome.
Oh, I know, because after yesterday, that was just ridiculous, wasn't it?
It was heartbreaking for us.
Nobody got in touch with us.
I cried a lot yesterday. Yeah, people laughed in our faces.
Completely. Nobody got in touch when we said, we'll come to your place and we'll sing for you.
Yeah.
Not one person.
We even offered to pay.
Yeah.
Well, I found somewhere we are welcome.
Okay, where's that?
They've just realised
whales
in the sea love to sing
oh,
day
brilliant.
And night.
Great.
Belting out the tunes all the time. And they've recorded them. We can fit in with this.
Oh, shut up. Oh! That's you!
I know, right?
I thought it was the audio. I swear I thought it was the audio. I wasn't looking at your mouth.
I found my people!
That's George, by the way. That's not the whales. It says here, true singing is not a common whale trait. Same as you.
Get up! Gotta get up! Get up! This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up! Gotta get up!
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks and George Ryland is
morning.
Just there. This is for you if you have a brother or a sister and hopefully you're in the car with them and one of your parents is driving now because your parents will not want to hear this.
Right.
This is for you. This is going to settle the arguments. Have you ever thought that your parents have a favourite child?
They do.
Parents admit that they do have a favourite child. So, what makes them pick a favourite, first of all? Before we get into the crux of this, the majority of parents say it's because the child makes them laugh the most.
Because you like them more, like your friends. You've got favourite friends, it's the same, isn't it?
41% say it's because their favourite child reminds them most of themselves.
Wow.
So here's who it is. This is the moment you've been waiting for. In third place, the middle child.
That does not work for my family.
In second place, the favourite is the oldest child. Which means The youngest child is the favourite child. So if you always kind of suspected that your parents loved your younger brother or sister more than you, yeah, there's a decent chance that you've nailed it.
It's definitely not true for me, but I'll take it.
Baby, wake up, girl. Robin Banks. God, I'm waking you up. George Ryland. Let's get it on.
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Good morning. Yesterday you showed us a video, well, not you listening, but me here in the studio on this screen of goat Pilates.
Super weird.
Very weird, and it's just not going to work.
And you've one-upped me.
Well, no, I haven't one-upped you. I've 17-upped you.
Mm.
I saw this last night, and I wouldn't usually watch this kind of video, but I watched it and I thought George would love this.
Okay.
Forget about goat Pilates. Open that link there that I've sent you. I just want to hear your reaction. Yes! Yes, my friends! The best treatment for any disease is...
puppy yoga!
Puppy yoga!
Do you have to do the yoga bit, though?
Does it really matter? Just look. There's all these little puppies, and there's people doing... oh, you can do the downward dog. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. See what he did there?
And there's puppies climbing over everybody.
They're so cool.
Just getting in the way, but that doesn't matter.
No, because there's never a bad time for puppies.
If you're in a bad mood, you wouldn't be after puppy yoga.
Yeah.
I know.
I want that one.
I know, right?
The licking's not okay, though.
Hi FM, modern dating, is it really as complicated as this? We've got some new words for you, right?
Right.
You'll need a whole new dictionary for it. According to Plenty of Fish, which is a dating site, here are five new dating terms that are starting to get thrown around.
Really needed another five.
Number one, flexting, which is bragging a lot when you're messaging with somebody before you meet them.
Ooh, fun.
And men are more likely to do it.
No way.
Number two, cricketing, which is when you go days without responding to a message.
Why did that need a new term?
I know. That's like a normal thing, isn't it? Number three, ghostbusting. That's when somebody tries to ghost you, but you won't let them.
Not today!
So you just keep hammering them with messages until they finally respond.
I mean, it's an option.
Serendipidating. Have you heard of this?
No.
That's when you put off a date just to give yourself a little extra time to meet somebody better. And lastly, faux-baying.
Pretending to like someone?
That's when somebody pretends to have a significant other on social media when they're single.
Because they don't want you.
Usually to make their ex jealous.
Oh, good grief. People need hobbies.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Who's this?
This is Fatia. How are you guys?
Fatia, yeah, good.
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Not so good early morning getting a fine from the police.
What? You got a fine from the police?
It's a lawbreaker on the phone. Crim.
It's really sucks. Like early morning. I'm just leaving the house and they're there.
Yeah, laws are kind of 24
yeah,
hours.
Exactly.
What did you do?
Don't break the law.
It's not me.
Yeah, it never is.
There's a song in that. It wasn't me.
No, it's they stopped me. I just bought a new car and they kept the company that did the tint, they kept this tint in the front mirror, which they're not supposed to.
And they're not supposed to do that. Yeah, but
I didn't know about that.
Okay, well, you know now.
Well, now I'm fine. I do know that
you
now.
You are fine. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Now, right now they give the electronic fines. So once I log online, then I will know how
there
much it
go.
Is. I'm not sure how much is it
all
exactly.
Right. Well, look, thank you for calling up and telling us that you're a criminal.
Okay, for crime now. Don't
yes.
lie.
Never call us. We don't want anything to do with you.
Number.
Goodbye.
Bad influence.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM.
Why are you starting it with all the...
Because I'm cheery. I'm George Ryland. There's Robin Banks.
Hi.
How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good,
happy?
Actually. Yeah.
Start off your Tuesday well?
I'd say, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would say I'm 9.5.
Let's take that down to a 0.
I don't think you can.
No, I think I can.
But give it a go.
Some bad news for you.
Come on, then.
Brad Pitt.
No!
Yeah.
No.
That's right. He's taken.
No. No.
They are never, ever getting back together.
No.
He's in a relationship with basically a nerd, architect, professor, etc. And they have been. I'm really sorry since last autumn. Since last autumn, he's been lying to you, Max.
Oh, my God.
Pretending like they were going to get back together to make you happy.
He's
and now,
dating someone.
It's all gone.
Bang.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that she's smart enough to figure why he's aging backwards.
Thank you.
Well played.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello. Channing Tatum is getting a divorce.
I've heard. I mean, I'm sorry for that. I am.
Yeah,
I know. Really sad.
Poor
guy.
Because
they were a lovely couple.
Yeah.
On the flip side.
There's a flip side.
Channing Tatum is now single. Hello.
He's going to be so lonely now.
No, he's not.
Oh, no. Actually, in the time it took us since the mics have been turned on, 77 girlfriends and counting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
High FM, good morning to
morning.
You. There's a new online poll. It matched up a bunch of competing brands like Coke versus Pepsi and had people choose which one they prefer.
Who wouldn't choose Coke? Like, who hurt you?
So I've got 8 matchups here and how people voted. So let's see how many we agree with.
Okay.
So Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Domino's.
Domino's. 52% said Domino's. All right, so well done us. PlayStation or Xbox? I know that you're not really a gamer, but do you know anything about that?
They are different brands. I can't help you further than that. Xbox?
Oh. It's close, but 56% say PlayStation.
Right.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
65% say Nike, yeah. Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Starbucks.
72%. You're on form. Went with Starbucks. Marvel or DC?
They're different.
These are comics,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, Marvel?
Marvel is the overwhelming favourite with 83% of the vote. Instagram or Snapchat?
Insta.
Insta. 68% said Insta was better. McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Well, it depends. It depends.
It doesn't.
78% said they prefer McDonald's.
It's because they're right.
And number one, Coke or Pepsi.
And has there ever been a moment in the history of time where anyone working in a restaurant has said to anyone, sorry, we've only got Coke. Will that be all
right? Will that be all right?
No.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Never happened.
It doesn't. I've got Monopoly money. Will that be all right for the bill?
Nice. So Coke.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Seriously though, we stink out loud.
George Ryland.
That was terrible.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
This is High FM. Banks is there.
Yes, I am.
I'm Ryland.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a birthday card for my mum.
I know you are. I
left it a bit late.
Yes.
You've got to go on one of these, they'll send it straight to your mum cyber site. It was quite difficult to find something because
I know.
She's not exactly a joker. And she's not 10 years old, and she's not going to want a picture on it.
Okay. And this quite stressed you out.
Yeah, it's been a couple of days now, and you're getting closer and closer to the deadline.
She's not funny.
But I don't want to send her something she'll hate.
Yeah. You see, women do this, don't they? Guys just go, I'll just send a card.
When do men send cards?
Well, if they were going to send a card.
I've got wise to this now. If it's a dude, I don't even send them a card anymore because it's waste.
Just a WhatsApp message.
I don't take a couple of reals, just rip them up, put them in
the bin.
Happy
birthday.
But I've found, I think, possibly the most offensive birthday card.
For your mother?
I would never send this to my mother. But if I was going to, yes.
Please send it.
No.
I haven't even seen it and I want you to send it.
No, I need a place to stay in the UK.
Okay, come on then.
It just says, it's such jolly font. Is it appropriate to start discussing care home options yet? Who would do that?
Two birds, one stone.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
It's High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
Some parts of America are very close to passing a law making it illegal to smoke in a car with a child under the age of 6.
Right.
Now, that's going to be really rough because having a kid that's under age 6 is when you need a smoke the most.
That's so bad.
You know it. Parents are nodding in their cars right now. He's talking the truth.
You really don't sell parenting to me.
This is High FM.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
We're your morning experience.
And what an experience.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 here on Hi FM. I want you to answer this in your head, obviously. Have a little think about this, because this will, I think, disgust you.
Okay.
How many times do you wear your underwear before you wash them? A new survey asked people that exact question. And while you'd think they'd all say...
Once.
That didn't happen.
Let me guess, dudes.
31% of men. There's 10% of women in here wear their underwear 2 times or more before they wash them. Right, well, hang on. Haven't got to the worst bit.
Oh, great.
3% turn their underwear inside out before they wear them the second time.
Doesn't that make it maybe a bit better?
Does that make it better or worse?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I have never been this confident about the one and only correct answer to any question.
Once.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
George Ryland.
I don't know what happened to me. I used to be fun.
Get up.
Hi, FM.